Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. We are here again in a year in the Word. It is important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. In the Word, we find the answer to life's questions and the hope for all of humanity. Thank you so much for joining me once again on this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. Today, we're coming from Joshua chapters 21 through 24, and I am again reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks always for everything that you have done for us, giving you thanks, oh God, because we recognize that you are our strong creator. You are the one that created us. You see everything that has taken place in our life and throughout the world, and you are in control of all things, and we are yet in the palm of your hand, and we cannot be snuffed out by anything without your permission. We give you glory, oh God. For your great salvation. We give you glory, Lord God, for your great provision. We give you glory, oh God, because you give us answers that we cannot find anywhere else. Lord God, you know what we were destined to do, who we were destined to be, who the parents that we were born to. You purposed all those things to bring us to our place of destiny, to bring us to our place of knowing you and knowing where we fit in the world. We give you glory, oh God, that as we search, as we listen to the Word of God, as we read the Word of God, you are opening up avenues for us that were not open or that we were unable to see. They may have been open, but we couldn't see them. Because you are bringing forth revelation through your word, even as we're going forth in the Word of God. We thank you, Lord God, for illumination on today. Thank you for lighting the way before us and for shining a light on your word so that we not only hear but understand what it is that you are speaking, understand the history and the peoples that we came from. We give glory to you, oh God, in all these things. Father, in the name of Jesus, while I am still praying, Father, I lift up each and every listener on today. Lord, whatever their trouble may be, whatever they may be going through in this hour, Lord God, you said that you are a present help in the time of trouble. Lord God, and I'm asking, Lord, that you dispatch a legion of angels into each and every one's atmosphere, Lord God, to minister to their needs and to make war, Lord, with the enemy of their purpose. Lord, your word says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Anything that comes against our purpose is an enemy of God, and I will continue to declare it because it is so. Father, I'm asking that you move even right now in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, Lord God, move it out of the way and destroy every yoke of the enemy even right now. Lord, those were bound, let them say, I am free. Those were sick, let them say, I am well. Those that were weak, let them say, I am strong in the name of Jesus. Lord, be it unto each and every one of them on today. Lord God, let these readings, Lord God, and these prayers make such an impact in each and every one of their lives that they will want to know you better and know you more as Lord and as Savior. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move even now, Lord God, in each and every one. Lord, I lift, Lord God, even their unspoken requests before you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, shine a light on each and every request, Lord God, as we go forward. In the name of Jesus, move, God. Oh, Lord God, let miracles break forth in the atmosphere. Let breakthroughs go forth in the atmosphere. Let breakouts go forth in the atmosphere right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are victorious in Jesus' name, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, now I ask that you open up the eyes of our minds, even right now, oh God, as we read this word in Joshua chapters 21 through 24. Open the eyes of our minds to see
see into the spirit and to understand, Lord God, what you are speaking to the church on today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And thank you again for being with me. We are reading from Joshua chapters 21 through 24. And I am going to begin now. Joshua 21 through 24. Those are our chapters. And we're reading from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. Okay? All right. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar, the priest, to Joshua, the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their common lands for our livestock." So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their common lands. Now the lot came out for the families of the children of Aaron, the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, and from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And the children of Gershon had 13 cities by the lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. And the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities, which are designated by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi. For the lot was theirs first. And they gave them Gersha, Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah and the common land surrounding it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Thus to the children of Aaron, the priests, they gave Hebron with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Libnah with the common land, Jetir with its common land, Ashtemoa with its common land, Holland with its common land, Debir with its common land, Aon with its common land, Jutah with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common land. 9 cities from those 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Geba with its common land, Anathoth with its common land, and Almon with its common land. 4 cities, all the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their common lands. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, the rest of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with its common land in the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer with its common land, Gibzaim with its common land, Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Dan, Eltekah with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Jalan, with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 2 cities. All the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Kohath. Gershon, the families
of the Levites from the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Tolan in Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Bay Ashtarah with its common land, two cities. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its common land, Dabirath with its common land, Jarmuth with its common land, and En Ganim with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Asher, Mishael with its common land, Abdon with its common land, Helkath with its common land, and Rahab with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamath Dor with its common land, Kartan with its common land, three cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their common lands. And to the families of the children of Merari of the Levites, from the tribe of Zebulun, Jeconiah with its common land, Karta with its common land, Dimna with its common land, and Nahalel with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its common land, Jahaz with its common land, Kedeshmuth with its common land, and Mephath with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Mahanaim with its common land, Heshbon with its common land, and Jazer with its common land, four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Merari, according to their families, the rest of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. All of the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common lands. Every one of these cities had its common lands surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren, as he promised them. Now, therefore, return and go to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan, but to the other half of it, Joshua gave a possession among their brethren on the side of Jordan westward. And indeed, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return with muches to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoils of your enemies with your brethren." So the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the region of Jordan, which is the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great impressive altar. Now the children of Israel heard someone say, "Behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, on the children of Israel's side." And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them. Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead. And with him, 10 rulers, one ruler each from the chief house of every tribe of Israel. And each one was the head of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against God, the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that you have built for yourselves an altar, that you might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor not enough for us, for which we are not cleansed till this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that you must turn away this day from following the Lord. And it shall be, if you rebel this day against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession among us. But do not rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar besides the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing, and wrath fell on the congregation of Israel? And that man did not perish alone in his iniquity. Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the divisions of Israel, "The Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knows, and let Israel itself know if it is in rebellion or if in treachery against the Lord. Do not, if we have built ourselves an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer it burnt offerings or grain offerings, or if to offer peace offerings on it, let the Lord himself require an account. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us. You children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So your descendants would make our descendants cease fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between you and us and our generations after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, we said that it will be when they say this to us, to our generations in time to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, though not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between you and us.
Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar for burnt offerings, for grain offerings, or for sacrifices besides the altar of the Lord our God, which is before his tabernacle. Now, when Phinehas, the priest, and the rulers of the congregation, the heads of the divisions of Israel, who were with them, heard the words that the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. Then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the rulers returned from the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the land of Galilee to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought back word to them. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. Now it came to pass, a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age. And Joshua called for all the Israel, for their elders and their heads, for their judges and for their officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them nor bow to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. No man of you shall chase one man of you shall chase, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, as he promised you. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else, if indeed you go back and cling to the remnants of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, this day I am going the way of the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one word of them has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things, until he has destroyed you from the good land which the Lord your God has given you, when you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed to them, and then angered the Lord and then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given you. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and their heads and their judges and their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterward I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. But I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves, which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do harm and consume you after he has done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." "Now, therefore," he said, "put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart. to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statue and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Joshua wrote these books in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak tree that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God." So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. I have read, and you have heard, from Joshua chapters 21 through 24. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you through this day. And please continue to join me each day for a year in the word. Amen.